If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. And in the world of business, well, things are always changing. African Bank right now is looking to expand its reach in home loans. Basically just in the home space, because they understand that the Eskom's books aren't really that good. So they're looking maybe to be able to help you get your own solar panel should you need, etc. and so on. So tell us more about that, Gugu.
Hey, sounds like you know the strategy better than me here, huh?
Let's just say I know some people in the bank.
Well, you told us about that last week when we spoke to Sibongiseni Ngunze. He's heads up consumer banking, and we spoke to him on Kaya Biz last week. But you're 100% correct, right? We've actually been monitoring the growth at African Bank for quite some time, and they really have been on a very strong acquisition drive. They're also looking to expand their product offering that they have on board. Outside of just business banking and the capabilities that they've unlocked, they're also looking to expand within the home loan sphere. Now, they do offer home loans to their staff at the moment, but are looking to build up on the capabilities that they have. And as you've correctly mentioned, they've actually stepped forward to be a bidder for Eskom's staff home loan book. From what we understand, this is still subject to regulatory controls, but could be a significant integration of at least 5.7 billion rand into their home loan book and leveraging off of Eskom's already established infrastructure and relationships. So very smart move. Instead of just going into the market with a cold entry, really trying to capacitate themselves firstly with the opportunities that exist in the market, leveraging networks that exist already and looking to expand them even further. So hopefully by the time they do list in 2027 and come out to the market with a home loan offering, there'll be a lot more, I guess, innovative approaches that they could be able to implement for us as South African consumers. But a step in the right direction and really sticking true to their strategy concerning Accelerate 2025.
100%. I think another group of employees that could use intervention from a financial institution is the SAA pilots. So SAA, we found out about 2 weeks ago that they are now profitable for the first time in over 11 years. Made over 220 million in profit. And now SAA pilots are saying, hey guys, we need a raise. They went to negotiation. Those negotiations seemingly failed. And we were told that they were going to go into a strike as of yesterday. The CEO, however, saying that's not necessarily the case. So what's the truth here?
Oh, there have been so many moving parts in the last 24 hours. You're quite correct. The CEO did share a video essentially alerting to the fact that this is a conversation that's been taking place and that there shouldn't be any concerns about the flight delays. Since then, we've seen flight delays from some reports from our listeners. There have been some cancellations, and this has led to a heightened level of frustration for many travelers, given that there's no clarity around the flight schedule. We did reach out to a representative of SAA last night on Kaya Biz. They actually alluded to the fact that consumers and travelers should call their call center to get clarity on the flight delays, but also highlighted that many of their flights haven't been cancelled, but rather operating on a delayed schedule, which also made it an opportune time for many scammers to try to scam and misuse and share disinformation with many travelers. This morning, though, now we've seen that there's an update that at least 60% of their flights had to be cancelled because of the ongoing strike. So there's a lack of clarity as to what this does mean moving into the weekend. However, we are still speaking to the team at SAA just to give us further clarity in terms of this conversation. One thing that is of concern, though, is when the labor strike will end. From what we understand, pilots are actually looking for a 30% increase in their wages. So far, they've settled on 15, which is still well above inflation in South Africa. So let's see how the dynamics go. But one thing's for certain, SAA needs the talent. Without a pilot, you can't fly the plane. And for many pilots, many of them have been pursuing opportunities with international airlines, which have been booming over the last few years. So it will be interesting to see how the dynamics do flow post to the negotiations here.
So, Shave, I feel like I've got to defend them a little bit. A 30% increase seems exorbitant by any measure. You're like, what? Are these guys crazy? But you've also got to consider that maybe for the last 3 to 4 years, SAA pilots were not working and they were earning below less than 50% of what they were used to earning when they were working. And so basically, this is kind of a rebase. They want to get back on par to where they were before, obviously, the airline tanked and almost collapsed.
100%.
So that's the justification for the 30% that they're asking for.
100%.
Okay. So what are the markets saying?
Markets actually had a better day yesterday. We did close off fairly stronger. At one point, we touched 87,000 points, but we'll open up from 86,846 points today. Currency-wise, still looking fairly steady at 18.02 to the US dollar, 22.97 to the British pound, and to the euro, not bad at all, at 19.06.
Okay, she brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gulish Mfuphi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.